Hello?
Hello, Mr. Prince?
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave from the front office here at Mohawk Gardens.
Yeah?
And we need to ask you to stop flushing sand down your toilet.
Me flushing sand down the toilet?
Yeah.
I've never done that in my bloody life.
Oh, no, we've got it on camera. We've got a camera in your bathroom, and we saw you flushing sand down the toilet.
Sand?
Yeah. I don't know why you would do that. You keep flushing all your sand down the toilet.
Flushing sand down the toilet?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. You got to cut that out.
Jesus Christ.
I know. It's stupid. Quit being so stupid.
I honestly can't believe this.
What's hard to believe about it?
Why in the hell would I flush sand on the goddamn toilet?
I don't know why you would. You need to stop it, though. We've got cameras in your bathroom, and we can see you do it every time.
Every time?
Yeah, we have security cameras.
But this is ridiculous.
Yeah, we have security cameras in your bathroom.
Good.
And we keep catching you, you know, flushing sand
down
the toilet.
You don't keep catching me because I don't flush the goddamn stuff down the toilet.
Yes, you do. We saw it every time. We've got it on tape, and you better stop it. Also, hey, you live by Mrs. Cotton, don't you?
Well, I don't know who she is.
Oh, well, why don't you get out and meet people sometimes, you know?
I go out all the time and meet people.
Well, how do you not know Mrs. Cotton? She's like the most outgoing person here in the complex.
I know. You just ask anybody in the goddamn complex. Everybody knows me.
Okay, let me ask Mrs. Cotton.
I'm happy with everybody.
How do you not know Mrs. Cotton if you know everybody? She lives over in 319.
Yeah, I know the people to talk to.
You should go over to 319 and
flushing shit down the toilet. I don't flush sand down the toilet. Where would I get the sand to flush down the toilet?
Oh, because you dumped sand all over your apartment floor for a beach theme.
No, I did not. You got somebody else.
No, we're sure it's you.
You got the wrong person.
We have cameras.
No goddamn way that I flush sand down the toilet and a beach scene and everything else. You got somebody else. Go look for somebody else. It fucking well wasn't me.
I'm sure it was you, because I'm looking at your cameras right now, and I can see you on the phone, sitting in your beach living room.
I'm not sitting, I'm standing.
You know what I mean.
You know what I mean. I mean that this is bullshit.
Yeah, well, you're the one that says you know everyone, and you don't even know Mrs. Cotton.
There's lots of people I don't know by the name, but I know them to talk to.
Oh, that's weird, because I could have sworn you said you know everyone.
Well, what are you being such a smart ass with me for? I didn't do a goddamn thing. I don't bother with anyone. I haven't got any enemies in here or anything else. And I don't flush sand down the goddamn toilet.
Well, you started it because you started cursing at me and just having an attitude.
I think you're just trying to nail me for some damn thing that I don't even understand why.
Nailing
it wasn't
you.
Me anyways.
Oh, no, we installed...
Flushes sand down the toilet. You would have to have sand to flush down the toilet.
I know.
I don't have any sand in this bloody place to start with.
Why do you have all that sand in your apartment? That's weird. Like, who does that?
I don't have sand in my apartment.
Okay.
And that's not weird. Come up to goddamn apartment right now, you can find sand.
It's not weird that you have sand in there? I think it's weird. I don't put sand in my apartment.
I don't have sand in here.
All right, if you say so, whatever. Just
I think you're just trying to pull a bullshit with me.
Just please stop, okay? Just please stop, because it ruins the drainage, you know? We have to call plumber.
It doesn't drain nothing from here. I don't shove stuff down the bloody toilet.
We installed detectors inside the drain pipes.
Keep on looking at somebody else's place. Don't look at mine. You can look at mine anytime.
Okay.
Where would I get the goddamn sand to shove down the bloody toilet?
You had it delivered. You bought it in bulk, so you got a cheap price.
You're full of shit.
No, you are.
Bah, you are.
No, you are.
Snowplow show. Snowplow show. Snowplow show. Snowplow show.
Okay, bitch.
Snowplow show. Roy.
What?
Roy.
Okay, fucking Doug.
Steve Dave.
Fucking Doug.
Oh, fuck you, lady.
Turnwinder? Okay.
Ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina.
Hello?
How many fingers? Roy. Long shits on the toilet. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Hello?
This is the grooming manager. How can I help you?
Lou.
Who the hell are you?
Steve Dave.
No. You're not making a lot of sense.
My wiener.
cleaner.
What the fuck is that?
You don't say that word.
You are some kind of asshole.
Bob Dabalina. Bob Dabalina.
Fuck you.
No.
Fuck you.
Have you ever been fucked in the ass?
How dare you talk to this dog like that? Bird winder.
Fucked in the ass.
Lou.
Ma'am.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. This is Sensei Doug.
What?
Sensei fucking Doug.
Who's a good boy? Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy, Westy? Is it you? Are you the good boy, Westy?
Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Listen, Westy, you little shit.
Third winder? Okay.
I think you're full of shit.
Cactus, motherfucker.
Thank you, JD, for that intro song. Hey, everyone, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today is December 5th, 2018. This is episode 516, and it's brought to you by Carol Gertie, 666, Derek J, King Richard, Bobo Bob, The Hobo Bob, and Tanner Pizza. Those are five of the people supporting the show over at patreon.com/phonelosers, the place where you get more shows every week. In case you think there's not enough free shows coming out, you can sign up over at Patreon and get extra shows every week. You'd be crazy not to do that. Just a few things before we get started. Number one, I was on the MC Lars podcast, and you should listen to that. I haven't listened to it yet. It's probably awful, but maybe it's not. So go find that. It's at mclars.com. I think his podcast is at podcast.mclars.com. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes. If you want to hear it, we talk about prank phone calls and I don't remember what else. It's been a couple months since I talked to MC Lars, but he just put the episode out this week, so go listen to that. Item number two, Cisco Kid, thank you for sending me things in the mail. Remember that voicemail he sent, and he said he was gonna, like, look at my wish list on Amazon and send me a Christmas present or two? He did. He sent me some Philip Hue bulbs and a little condenser mic that I can plug straight into my phone without an adapter plug. That's nice. And a Wyze security camera. I've already hacked the firmware on it, so I can use it on applications other than the crappy Wyze application. So thank you, Cisco Kid. I need to remove those things from my wish list. One more thing is that I forgot to promote the call-in show that I did last week on the last show, or maybe two shows ago. I can't remember. I mean, I remembered at the very end, you know, near the voicemails, but nobody listens that far into the show, do they? People tune out by the first voicemail. So if you look on phonelosers.com, me and Clay did a call-in show. That's Clay as in Mr. Biggs, not Mr. Clay. That's very confusing. Mr. Clay needs to change his name immediately to avoid confusion. I can't believe he calls himself Mr. Clay like that. But we're going to be doing another one tonight, probably. I usually stream it on the Shoutcast and on Facebook. So if you want to listen to that and call into the show and say hi, you can do that. Last week was kind of fun. We had Carlito call in. We had Blackout's Box call in. I think I mentioned all this on the last show, but it was at the very end. Nobody listened to it. I feel like I'm repeating myself. Anyway, be listening to the show tonight. I'm sure I will tweet when we start broadcasting. It'll probably be around 9 or 10 Pacific time. Let's get started with the show after I play some ads here real quick.
Hiya, kids. It's me, your friend, Grandpa. I gotta tell you, I am starting a new club, and I want you to join. It's called the Junior Vampires of America. I mean, you'll hear scary monster stories. Now, to call, you gotta ask your parents' permission and call this phone number, 1-900-909-4300. You'll hear all about my monster friends, learn how to get a free vampire patch and a list of special vampire tricks and secrets. So call 1-900-909-4300. Learn how to scare your friends, even yourself. Join Grandpa's Junior Vampires of America Club, and I will make you a junior vampire.
Hey, kids, call 1-900-909-4300. That's 1-900-909-4300 to hear Grandpa's scary stories and join the Junior Vampires Club. Just $2 a first minute, 45 cents each additional. Ask Mom or Dad first.
I'm going to try a few calls to some apartment complexes because I was talking in the PLA Discord today and Nate mentioned to me that if I was raising chickens inside my apartment, I'd have to replace my floor with grass. And we were just talking about that in the last episode. Like, what else could we replace our floor with? We've done snow, we've done sand. How have I not done grass yet?
And I Regret Jumping says I'd have to replace my light fixtures with grow lamps for that to work, of course. So maybe I can throw that in, too. I'm not going to say anything about chickens. We were talking about, like, farming inside apartments. And if you have a farm in your apartment, it just makes sense to have grass on the floor. You know, your goats and chickens, they're not going to like to walk around on linoleum and carpet. And that'd be a mess anyway. So I'm just going to call a few apartments here and see what they think about me having grass on the floor.
Hillcrest Apartment, may I help?
Hey there, I'm a tenant here, and I just have a small problem.
You're a tenant?
Yeah. Whoa, geez. Don't freak out. I mean, I live here, yeah.
Who are you calling?
Hillcrest Apartments.
Okay.
What are you angry about?
I wasn't angry. It said Lou Gonzalez.
What, the caller ID?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What, so? Like, you don't like Mexicans?
So, I didn't say that.
Well, what's
the
problem?
It was not a name that I was familiar with.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it's my my friend's phone. My friend, a.k.a. temporary roommate. So anyway, I just have this problem with my toilet. I've been flushing it. I've been flushing grass down the toilet, like lawn grass, and now it's stopped up.
What unit are you in?
131.
131. I don't have a 131.
A?
I don't have a 131.
No, I mean, like...
Period.
Is there a letter? Is it just 31 then?
No. I'd have no 131, sir.
What about 31?
No.
What about 92?
No.
What about just like F, apartment F?
What address are you at?
I'm at 7th Drive.
Okay, that is not us. We're at 17th Drive.
That's not what Google says. Anyway, I get all my mail at a P.O. box, so it doesn't matter.
Sir, I know all my residents and their voices, and you don't live here.
No, I wouldn't be on the lease.
So who are you staying with?
I just stay on the couch. I'm staying with Dave.
Dave Eads?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Well, he's the only Dave I have.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I've been flushing a lot of grass down the toilet. And
why?
Now when I flush it, cause we covered the floor in the living room with grass. You know, we put down like sod and dirt and whatever and planted grass down there. So instead of carpet, we just have grass that's like natural. But, you know, since we did that, we have to cut it occasionally and water it and all that stuff. So it's a little bit more maintenance.
Are you here now?
Yeah, I'm in the bathroom. See, like, when I flush the toilet, it starts to go down, and then, oh, nope, now it's coming up, and it's going out on the floor again. I don't know what to do. It keeps doing that every time I flush it, because it's... There's a lot of grass. We really let it go for a while, you know. So there was a lot of grass this time when I cut it. I have to cut it with scissors. It takes forever.
Okay, I'll be up there in a minute, okay?
What for? I was just hoping...
You're telling me you're growing grass in the living room floor. You're telling me that the stool has grass in it and it's overflowing. I think I need to come up and check.
No, I was just wondering if we could borrow a plunger or something, or if you had any advice on that. Because, like, there's nothing
wrong... I'll bring a maintenance man. I'll be up in a minute.
There's nothing wrong with growing grass on the floor. She's just angry because she thinks there's a Mexican living there now. Racism is alive and well in 2018, everyone. Whoa There is telling me to ask them to bring a mower in the Discord chat. I'm not doing these live or anything. I just mentioned in there that so far I've got one apartment lady... rushing up to my apartment with the maintenance guy to look at my grass floors.
Point.
Hey there, I'm a tenant here at the apartments.
At Point?
Yeah.
Who am I speaking with?
It's Roy.
I don't have a Roy that lives here.
Oh, no, I just stay on the couch. I was just wondering, do you guys have a weed whacker there I could borrow?
On the couch where?
What?
What apartment you at?
In, I don't know, I think it's like 32.
32. I don't have just a 32. That's a complete address. I think you have the wrong number.
No, I'm here at Circle 1001.
And what's the address you at?
I don't know. Well, what are the apartments like? Is it like 132?
No, they start with 10.
Oh, 1032. Okay, that makes sense.
You at 10. Who called you land on?
Who called me what?
Who are you staying with?
Steve.
You, Steve who, Warnock?
Yeah, yep, that's the one.
Oh, okay.
But we've...
Where is Steve?
He's at work, I think. I don't know. He goes out during...
I don't know who you're referring to. You got the wrong number.
No, I don't. I'm calling the right place. I live right... I told you the address.
That's not the correct address.
No, you're not at 1001?
I am.
Yeah, I know you are. I'm at 1032.
I don't think that you're at 1032.
Why?
Because I have no idea who you're referring to at 1032.
Steve.
I don't think so.
The same Steve that you mentioned. That's who I pay my rent to. I stay on the couch.
I don't think so.
Why would I call and lie about that? That doesn't make sense.
Right. I'm not for sure. I'll get a hold. What is your name?
You just have trust issues or something?
What is your name, sir?
I already told you. It's Roy.
Okay. I'll contact Steve.
For what?
Because I don't know who you are.
Okay. I'm just calling to borrow a weed whacker. That's all.
Well, I can't loan you a weed whacker. I have no idea who you are.
Well,
and I don't have one to loan to you.
Well, that's rude.
Okay.
Well, what is the...
You have a good day.
All right. Fine. I hope you have a bad day. So on that one, the address wouldn't come up on 411.com, so I couldn't see what the apartment numbers were formatted like. So that messed me up a little bit. Man, people in the city are rude. Very untrusting and rude.
Hi, thank you for calling the apartment. This is... I'm just with you.
Hello, this is Roy. I'm a tenant here.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know, like, do you by chance have a weed whacker we could borrow?
A weed whacker?
Yeah, or just, I don't know, anything that I could, maybe some electric trimmers. Like, we've converted our living room floor into just real grass. You know, like, we put dirt down and planted grass seeds, and we grew grass in the living room.
Okay. What unit did you say you were in?
Oh, I didn't say that. But we're in 3023.
What's your name?
Roy. Still.
What is it?
Roy. R-O-Y.
R-O-Y?
Yeah, it'd be under Ali. A-L-I is the last name.
Ali lived here like a couple of years ago. The only two people that are here is not you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I pay my rent to them because I was there when Ali lived there. And when he moved out, I just continued paying my rent to the new people. I mean, I continued living there with new people, but I'm still paying my rent to Ali.
Ali is no longer a resident here. The only two people that are there are, well, I can't really tell you their name, but like we have new tenants.
Well, I know who they are, but I'm saying like we've got a deal worked out. Ali gives them the rent that I pay him.
Who is that roommate?
Ali. He's the one that I originally lived there with. But then he moved out a couple years ago, and I've been here the whole time still. I just stay on the couch, though.
Okay.
But I converted the floor into grass, like live grass, like outside grass.
Mm-hmm. Give me one second.
Okay, what you doing? I don't think she's buying my story. I was just reading the one of the names I saw on 411.com. I guess it's a little out of date.
Thank you for holding. So, You said you were growing grass. It's not possible to grow grass on
what? I'm sorry, speak up.
Like, because you said you're in, what, 30...
Yeah.
23, right?
Yeah, what do you mean it's not possible? We put sun lamps in the light fixtures, so they get plenty of sun in here.
Okay.
And there's an underground sprinkler system.
Sounds good.
What?
Well, if you guys are growing grass, you guys do get fined for it.
What? No, it's not illegal. It's regular grass. It's not like marijuana grass. It's just grass, like outside on the lawn.
Still,
we can't get fined for that.
Okay. Well, you guys get...
Why are you being so... Like, she's really... What was that? I had the volume turned all the way up. I couldn't hear her. She's mumbling or something.
Thank you for calling. This is Amanda.
Hey, Amanda. It's Roy. I'm a tenant here.
Yeah, how's it going?
Pretty good. I have a question. I was just wondering, do you have, like, a weed whacker we could borrow or some sort of electric clippers or you know, just...
For what?
We have grass on our floor in our apartment. Like, we've put down sod and, you know, we've... Instead of carpet, we have grass now, like, in the entire living room and hallway area. And we have to cut it every once in a while. Usually I use scissors, but... That takes forever, so I was just wondering if maybe you have
a
weed whacker we could borrow.
You have grass in your apartment home?
Yeah, like covering the entire surface of the floors.
No, you don't.
What do you mean, no? Yeah, we do.
Who is this?
It's Roy. We put down plastic first. We stapled it to the baseboards. So it's not a problem. It's, you know, the carpet's still under there. It's just covered by dirt.
No. I don't even know what to say.
Just, like, yes or no. Can we borrow a weed whacker? Do you have something we could borrow?
No, we don't have a weed whacker. No, who is this?
It's Roy. I'm a tenant here. I'm in 3018. I live with Haley.
No.
What do you mean
no? We don't have that name on 3018.
Oh, well, you used to. I stayed here after she moved.
Oh, my gosh. I really hope this phone call is recorded.
What do you mean record? Like, no, I don't give you permission to record. What do you mean recorded? Why would
There's
it be
no grass in your apartment home.
Why would it be recorded? Who would record this?
We record our phone calls for quality assurance, which it tells you.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that. Like, you didn't notify me at all, so that's illegal. You need to destroy the recording. Well, look, I didn't call to be laughed at. I need to go cut my grass.
We do not have a Roy in 3018. You're welcome to visit the office.
Oh, you're welcome to visit our apartment and see that I'm here, because I stay on the couch. I wouldn't be on the computer.
Okay, well, then you're an unauthorized occupant, and we need to add you to lease agreement.
No, thanks. That won't work for me, because I'm a felon, and I have bad credit.
Okay. So we can take the necessary steps from there. But no, we don't have a weed whacker for your grass.
Okay, well, thanks anyway.
Okay, well, have a good day.
I hope you have a better day than me. Because I have to crawl around on the floor with scissors and cut the fucking grass. That's going to suck.
Okay, well, that's a modification you chose to make to your apartment home.
Yep, it is. We love it, and it's nice. Like, we get up in the middle of the night, we get to walk through the grass. It's like we're homeless.
Very plush, I'm sure.
Yep. Jealous much?
No, I would prefer the upkeep of grass in my apartment home. It sounds like it's a lot of upkeep.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm unemployed, so whatever.
You're an employee?
I said I'm unemployed.
Oh, unemployed. Okay, so you have a little more time then?
Yeah, yep. Yep.
Okay. Is there any other questions I can answer for you today?
Nope. That's it. I hope you have a good day.
Okay, thank you, Roy.
I wish you'd just hang up. I mean, geez, this has been going on forever.
You're welcome to hang up as well.
Well, no, you hang up first. Hang up and go listen to your recording, your illegal recording of me. I think she was less amused with me near the end. See, that's how everyone should react. They should be like, no, you don't. That's stupid. Nobody would do that. And they should just laugh at me. But nope. We're going to talk to some people who completely believe it and yell at me about having grass on my floors. That's what's going to happen.
Good afternoon, properties.
Hello, I'm a tenant here. And
okay.
I was wondering if you might have like a weed whacker or something I could borrow.
Where do you live?
Like which apartment?
Yeah, we have 9 apartment complexes, so where do you live?
Oh, geez, wow, okay. 610 Street.
Okay, so you live at and
yep.
Why do you need a weed whacker?
We've got grass on the floor inside our apartment. Like, we put down sod all over the living room floor and hallway. So, you know, we have that instead of carpet. And we just have to...
I'm sorry, you did what?
We put down sod on the floor. Like we have real...
Inside the apartment.
Yeah, real grass inside the apartment. And we have to cut it. And usually I use scissors. I was just hoping to speed it up.
And which apartment do you live in?
In 68.
68. So what'd you do with the carpet that was in there?
Oh, no, it's still down there. I put down plastic first.
Okay, let me let you talk to the manager for just a minute, okay? Because I'm pretty sure she's not going to be happy about this.
Oh, no, it's fine.
It's fine.
In their apartment, they want a weed whacker so they can cut their grass in their apartment. Room 68.
Who's that? Are you smoking crack today or what?
What? No, that's rude. I've never used drugs. Why are you saying that?
You pulled my carpet out and put sod in?
No, I explained to her, and she left this part out conveniently, that I just put plastic down, and we put the sod on top of it, and planted grass, and we water it, and we cut it. But it takes forever to cut, because we've done the entire living room and all of the hallway. So I was just asking, you know, I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
It is that big of a deal. You trashed my carpet.
No, I didn't trash the carpet. I put a bag over it. I put plastic over it.
Where's the carpet at?
It's underneath. It's on the floor still. What? It's just covered up by dirt.
What? Oh, my God!
You can't do that, sir. You're going to have to remove it all.
No, we like it. We walk around the apartment barefoot, and it's grass. It's like walking around outside.
I know, but you altered the apartment. You can't do that without written permission.
No, we didn't alter it. I stapled up plastic along all the baseboards so the water wouldn't, go through and get in the carpet.
Dude, the water is going to go through to your downstairs.
No, it won't. I put bags up. I stapled trash bags everywhere.
It's still going to leak through to your downstairs.
How's it going to leak?
Are you upstairs?
Yeah.
Are you upstairs?
Yeah, but how's it going to leak through plastic?
It's going to leak.
No, it's not. It's thick plastic. It's like
you know
a
what?
Professional...
Okay. You know what? I'll just write you up because you altered the apartment. You cannot have that. It has to be my carpet. You cannot do that. You are going to flood the people downstairs.
No, I'm not. The carpet's still there. It's going to be perfectly clean when we move out. Like,
I'm more worried about the people downstairs being flooded.
It's professional landscaping plastic. It's one giant sheet of it. Well, you know, three. We had to cut it up, but it looks really cool. It's like we've got green grass. I put in heat lamps in all the ceiling fixtures. So it's
okay,
like sunlight.
Okay, so there's your second violation because you put heat lamps, and therefore the electricity is going to go astronomically in there.
Yeah, we don't mind.
Yeah, of course you don't mind. You don't pay the damn bill.
Yeah, but it keeps the... We don't leave them on all day. The grass doesn't need light all day. It's just during the daytime. Because the sunlight doesn't reach, you know, all of the grass.
Did I give you your receipt? Okay,
thank you. All right. Thank you. You have a good day. Yes.
Can you tell that guy to shut up? Because you're on the phone?
No, I was giving somebody a receipt.
Okay, well, why don't you do that when you're not on the phone?
Dude, I'm a little busy. It's the first of the month. And you're going to have to take that out. I need my carpet back in there.
The carpet's
in
there.
And I need the regular light bulbs put back in.
The carpet's in there, and it's covered by plastic.
Okay, the first
flood that you have,
there's
the
no
first flood that you have, you're going to get an eviction notice.
No, there's no
the
flood.
The first time there's any water that goes downstairs.
No, I did this professionally. I put it in like an underground sprinkler system underneath the lawn.
Inside my apartment?
Yeah, it comes on at night.
You are so full of crap.
Why are you saying that?
Because it's not possible.
First you're saying I smoke crack and now I'm full of crap?
Well, it's not possible. How are you going to put a sprinkler system inside an apartment?
It's like one of those hoses with the little bitty holes in it, so it just sprays up. But we don't have it turned on full blast. Just a little bit.
I'm going to have to come up and see this.
No,
are you home now?
No, you're not invited.
I'm not invited?
Stop inviting yourself to my house.
Okay, I'll put notice up, and then I will be entering your apartment next week. What is today?
No, I don't give you permission. I don't want you to come over. Stay out of my place. Hello?
Properties.
Hey there. This is Roy. I'm with the 100.3, the Gerbil, on the radio. You know, the radio station?
Uh-huh.
And I was just kidding with you guys. I'm not really in the apartment.
It's
you've just been
butt slammed
on the Gerbil and the Butt Show.
You got butt slammed on the Gerbil and the Butt Show. Damn it, they just hung up again. I thought they'd argue with me a little bit at least. I just didn't want them to put a notice on that lady's door. And I guess that's like if you say something stupid to your landlord, that's how you get out of it. Call him back and say you're with the Gerbil and the Butt Show. It wasn't really you. That'll work. I think I might be done with this idea. Is it time to quit yet? Can I just do some voicemails? Let me call, like, I don't know, one more place, I guess. Just try it one more time. Maybe two.
Incorporated, this is Diana.
Oh, hey, is this the Villa Apartments?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, great. I'm a tenant here.
Okay.
And my toilet's clogged up because I've been flushing a lot of grass down the toilet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
what is your apartment number?
Number 10.
All right. I will tell Kim. What is your phone number?
Why? Do you got to call me back?
Yeah, in case, are you there right now?
Oh, no, I was just wondering if, yeah, I'm here. I'm trying to get it to flush, because I've been flushing all this grass down the toilet. Just tons and tons of grass.
Uh-huh.
Because I really let the grass get out of control before I mowed it.
Okay, hold on just 1 minute.
Okay. What really sucks is mowing under the couch. Got to lift up the couch and mow underneath it. That's the hardest part of all this.
This is Kim. Can I help you?
Hey, Kim. This is Roy. I'm a tenant here.
Yeah, at Villa?
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've flushed a bunch of grass down the toilet, like just a couple bucket full of grass from mowing the lawn inside here in the living room.
You flushed a bunch of grass down the toilet?
Yeah.
And it plugged it up? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess I put in too much of the bucket at once.
What apartment are you in, 10?
10, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just
particular reason you flushed it down the toilet.
I didn't want to like take up space in the trash can.
I'd much rather you take up space in the trash can than cause me to have to get a plumber out there.
Yeah,
so don't put any more grass down the toilet.
What, so I have to carry the grass outside?
Well, would you rather do that or pay for a plumber?
Oh, I don't think I need a plumber.
That's what you're gonna have to do right now.
I just need a plunger or something.
A plunger? Well, I don't have a plunger.
Oh, I'll have to go buy one.
Yeah, you just go buy one, and if you can't get it unplugged, let me know, and I'll get a plumber over there.
Okay. All right. Yeah, okay. I don't know. Like, are we allowed to run the lawnmower in the apartment, by the way? Because when I do, it, like, the gas, it really irritates my throat and my eyes.
The lawnmower? What are you talking about, a lawnmower?
Inside the living room and hallway.
Are you talking about a vacuum cleaner?
Oh, no, a gas-powered lawnmower with a blade.
No, don't ever run anything gas-powered inside that building. Well, you're going to kill yourself.
All right, well, no, usually I open a window, but even when I do that, it really...
Don't even do that.
Okay. It's just
nothing gas fired inside your apartment.
But that's the only way to cut the grass.
Cut what grass?
We've replaced the floor with just grass. You know, we put down tarp and sod and grass and everything, and it's inside the apartment.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, it's like a grass. It's like an outdoor theme inside the apartment.
I'm going to have to check this out, dude.
No, it's okay.
I'm not liking what I'm hearing.
No, it's fine. It's just like...
Well, you can't rent a lawnmower inside your apartment.
Okay.
Period. Well,
I've been thinking about getting like an electric weed whacker because I think that would be more sensible.
I'm going to come over there and take a look at that and see what in the hell you've done over there.
Well, it's not a violation or anything. It's just grass on the floor.
Really?
It's like the entire living room and the hallway and the bedroom. It's all just grass instead of carpet.
Upstairs?
Yeah.
And you got dirt in there and everything?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a couple inches of dirt and grass, and we have to keep it cut. You know, it's a lot of maintenance.
I got to look at this.
Well, I'm not inviting you over.
Well, I don't care if you're inviting me over or not. I'm giving you notice right now. I'm going to be in there tomorrow and to look at it and see what you're doing in there.
Okay. Well, I mean, the carpet's fine. I put plastic down first. I'm not stupid.
Well.
It's just, you know, like to mow it, it takes a long time if I don't use a lawnmower. But maybe
you will not use a lawnmower in there. Not only are you jeopardizing your own health, but you're jeopardizing the people that live next door.
Next door.
If I hear of you using a lawnmower in there again, I'm going to send you an eviction notice.
How's it jeopardized next door?
Because you're putting carbon monoxide inside your apartment.
Just a little bit, though. I mean,
thought you told me you weren't stupid.
Well, it doesn't even take that long, and I open the windows.
Well, I don't care. I don't care.
It's just like a couple passes over the living room carpet and then down the
yeah,
hall.
Yeah, that's why it irritates you when you do it.
Yeah, but that's because I'm right there. I'm right above it. Because, like, there's no windows in the hallway, so that's where it usually irritates me the most.
Well, do not run a lawnmower in my apartment.
What about an electric lawnmower?
I'm not going to even comment on it until I look and see what in the hell you've done over there.
All right.
All right.
I was thinking about getting one of those just non-electric, non-gas ones. You just push it like a push mower.
Well,
it's got those blades on it, but then I'm worried my son, you know, my son, he's very young. He might get his fingers stuck in it or whatever.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yep.
All right. I'll be over there tomorrow to take a look and see what you've done over there.
No, that's okay. You don't have to come over. It's fine.
No, I am coming over there. Whether you want me to or not.
Okay. I mean, it looks nice. We keep it green and everything. We treat it with chemicals, and we have sun lamps in the ceiling.
I got to look at this.
No, I'm just describing it to you so you'll know. Like, well, we have
I know
sun
you're
lamps.
Describing it to me, but I still got to look at it.
We have sun lamps in the ceiling. It's really hot in here, actually, and that keeps it nice and green, and we keep chemicals on it.
what do you think you're doing to this? To the carpet and everything underneath there?
Nothing. We're keeping it perfectly preserved. It, like, when we move out, you're not even going to have to shampoo the carpets because we have plastic over them, and as long as it didn't leak.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a look at it tomorrow. I'll be over there probably around 3 o'clock.
No, don't come over.
I am coming over. Well, I'm giving you notice right now. I'll be in there at 3 o'clock.
I might not even be home at 3 o'clock.
Well, I'm giving you notice right now. I'll be in there at 3 o'clock.
Well, you can't come in because I changed the locks.
You changed the locks. Now, that is against your rental agreement.
Well, I was worried that the previous tenant might have my key still.
Well, you don't have to worry about that because I change the locks every time somebody goes in there.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
A master key to all the locks.
Well, not on mine,
you don't.
So
you're going to have to put the old one back on.
Oh, no, I threw it away because I changed the lock.
Well, I'm going to put a new one on there, and I'm going to charge you for it.
Nope.
Because you cannot do that. It's against your rental agreement.
Well, what if someone gets a hold of the master key?
If I have to get in there in a case of an emergency or something, I can't get in there.
Well, what emergency would there be? There's nothing wrong with this place.
A flood.
A flood?
There's just one example.
What, because of the underground sprinklers?
Because of your hot water heater, maybe?
Oh, no,
or somebody plugs up your toilet and floods it over like number 15 did not too long ago?
Oh, yeah,
There's all kinds of emergencies. That was a debacle. A fire? Anything.
Yeah, those heat lamps, they do get pretty hot.
So I'm putting a new lock on there, and you will not change it.
Okay.
We'll move out.
We also have a deadbolt now. I've added a deadbolt to the door.
Well, so there was a deadbolt on there in the first place.
I know, but I put another one.
Well, like I said, I'm putting a new lock on there that is keyed to my master key so that in case of an emergency, I can get in there.
Okay, but there's a keypad, too. It's one of those Apple ones with the thumbprint.
You're going to have to take it off.
No, it has to stay on there because that's how I get in when I don't have my key. I have to put my thumbprint on it.
You're not understanding me. This is not a house that you own. This is a house that you rent.
Well, yeah, but I got to make it like home, you know, to me.
Well, I'm sorry, but you have to live by the rules there or you can't live there.
That's why I put the grass down. I don't think there's anything
exactly,
in the
rules. Exactly, and I'm not sure I'm going to allow you to keep that.
Oh, no, it's fine. It doesn't violate. I've looked in the rules.
Well, like I said, I'm not going to talk to you anymore about it until I look at it.
But there's nothing in the
rules.
We'll
have another discussion after I look at it.
I think, like, after I move out, you need to put a new rule in the book about not having grass if you have a problem with it.
Well, if you're damaging my apartments, then it's already in there.
Well, there's no damage. I stapled plastic.
Well, that remains to be seen, doesn't it? When you take it out, then we'll see about that.
Yeah, I don't think it leaked, though. It's probably fine.
Yeah, you don't think it did.
Yeah, and I didn't put it
in
the kitchen.
Are you watering it?
Yeah, I water it all the time, but it evaporates.
Holy. Yeah. I'll be over there to look at it.
What's wrong with watering it? If I don't water it, it'll die. I have to water it like every at least a couple times a week.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm going to go in there and look at it, and then we'll talk about it.
It evaporates, though, so it's fine.
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
I'll
be in there at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, I don't know if I'll be home, and the lock's changed, so good luck.
Well,
I didn't put the grass...
If I don't get in there, let's put it this way. If I don't get in there, I'm gonna put an eviction notice on your door. How's that sound?
Oh, don't do that.
Well, then you better be there.
Okay, I'll try to be.
Tell me a time. Give me a time when you will be there.
I don't know.
Because I'm going to change the lock while I'm there.
No, don't change the lock. Because then you have to change the keypad and the extra deadbolt.
You're not listening
deadbolt.
To me at all, are you?
And I have a couple chains inside,
it's
too.
It's not your call. It's my call.
You're not going to take my chains off of the inside, are you?
No, I'm not going to take the chains off the inside.
Okay, because I have three
Unless
of
I
those.
I have to get in there in case of an emergency.
I have three of those. And then I have one of those, you know, it's like the hook
you know,
on either.
The more you talk, the more you're blowing my mind about what you're doing inside my building.
Well, it's not modifications. We can hook things to the wall. I'm just saying I have a hook on either side of the door, and we put like a 2x4 across it.
You put a 2x4 across it?
Yeah, just at night. Because it's a bad neighborhood.
Okay. All right. Well, I will be in there. I'll be over there. What time are you going to be home? And I mean, I'll give you an option here to give me a time.
Well, I think I'm going on vacation starting tonight, so I won't be home for another 2 weeks.
Yeah, right. Okay, then I'll be over there right now.
Okay, well, wait, one thing.
What?
I don't really live here. I'm just a prank caller. My name's Brad.
Who are you?
Brad.
Brad who?
Yeah, I'm a prank caller. I don't live anywhere in... I'm not even... Okay, there he goes. I took a load off of his chest, didn't I? He had so much shit he was going to have to deal with, and now he doesn't. I bet you he's really thankful right now. I think that's enough with that idea. Thank you, Nate, for that one. And thanks, I Regret Jumping, for the heat lamps and the light fixtures idea. I was not expecting that one place to say that they paid for the electricity.
Hey, Brad,
that was great.
This is Scary Minds Nick. And,
hey, Nick.
To answer your question, you could use BlueStacks. And
what?
BlueStacks will let
for
you
what?
Play
what are you talking about?
Tapped Out on your PC.
Oh,
and you can
that.
Also take screenshots.
Okay.
So you can actually make maps of your town and
yeah,
print them
but,
out
but
whatever.
Do you know how many screenshots that would be? That'd be so many screenshots. I could do that on my phone too. I could take a billion screenshots on my phone, but stitching them all together, that's just craziness. Stuff. Like
okay, bye.
Who would do that? I want somebody to make a thing that does it automatically.
Hey, Brad, this is Colonel Angus Tease.
Hey.
I haven't called in a while because I've been investigating you, Brad.
Oh,
I know what you did with JonBenet Ramsey, Brad.
Oh, crap.
And I know that you killed her so that you could perpetrate 9/11. Who the hell are you?
All right, it just kind of cuts off there. So he's taken care of. I won't have any more problems with him.
Hello, Brad. I just got done listening to your Mall Santa show, and I love the concept, but your voice needs to have, it needs to be more joyful. It needs to have more holiday cheer.
Yeah,
because right now you're kind of just using your normal corporate office voice.
But come on, wouldn't Santa, like, it's the Mall Santa. I'm not claiming to be the real Santa. I'm just some guy in a suit. I just work for Santa.
So it should go something like this. Ho, ho, ho! I'm Jolly Saint Nick, and I shit my pants! Merry Christmas!
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho. Everyone would hang up on me. But you're right, I should try it that way too. That would be fun.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hey.
So, guess what? Do you have the Harvard sentences?
Oh, I wonder what it is.
You call. You have those people say those weird sentences to you.
What?
That's called the Harvard sentences. The number is 858-651-5050. And if you want to call Lenny, remember Lenny, the phone number is 347-514-7296. All right. See you, Brad. Bye.
Thanks for those numbers. You guys know who Lenny is, right? Assuming that's really the phone number to Lenny. Here, let me call it real quick.
Hello, this is Lenny.
Hey, Lenny, what you doing? Lenny?
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
I'm talking, like, in my normal voice. Why can't you hear me?
Yes.
Why can't you hear me? What the fuck, Lenny?
Oh, good, yes.
Yeah. Lenny is an automated system that will talk to you about his daughter, Marissa, or Larissa, whatever it is. And I think she graduated with honors. It's something that people like to transfer telemarketers to and just, you know, listen to them try and talk to Lenny. And what's cool about it is I think it pauses for you to say something. And then when you stop talking, he starts talking again. So it seems realistic. So if you want to call that number, it's 347-514-7296. And I'm just going to delete Crimson's next voicemail, because it goes on for over a minute, and he left it right after that one. It looks like he's just complaining at me, so screw that.
Brad, really, really, Chad, Brad,
hey,
fucking Cheryl.
Yep, Brad, that's me.
Jimenez.
Cheryl.
Bro, it's Zoomies, man. It's a skate store, dude. Come on, Brad. Skate community, man. You got to support us, bro.
Okay.
Shout out to Crazy Matt.
Oh, Zoomies. I know what you're saying. The skate store. Is that what that is? I've never been in a Zoomies before.
Oh.
Hey, look. It's the real Santa.
Ruprecht the Monkey Boy here.
Oh, shit.
And it's Ruprecht. Merry Christmas to you, Roy.
Hey.
Listening Mr. to the Monkey Boy. Santa Claus, and can't believe you never ate at a Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
I'm putting you on the naughty list for that.
Ah, shit.
Yes, they serve more than cheesecake and really damn good food. So,
I think that's why I've never been there. I don't like cheesecake. So I'm like, why would I go to the Cheesecake Factory? That's probably what it is, right?
I'm not sure if there's any out there in the Northwest, but if there is, you need to, keep it updated when you go. You need to make it happen.
Yep.
Also, I hope none of those Santas at the mall got me, too, because especially the Twister one. Feel bad for that guy.
Got me,
I'm
too.
Sure, a lot of people were giving him stares the rest of the day.
Yeah.
You know what, hey? Sorry, it's been a long time.
It's okay.
Ruprecht,
all right. Bye, Ruprecht. I'm sure the mall's security guard went around and notified everyone to be on the lookout for these prank callers that are making people do crazy things. And they let them know that it wasn't really Santa. Santa would never behave in that fashion. Santa's a good person.
Hey, Brad, I was just hanging out at your neighbor's house the other day, and he or she and I went over to listen to you recording your last show.
We
went up on the roof, brought our stethoscopes, and we pressed them down and listened to it. It was pretty good, and he or she suggested this was the best place to
probably
leave,
stole my mattress too, didn't you?
On your voicemail. So we thought that you could have Santa calling with the local news and the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and you're sending them right up to their store to pick up one of the most expensive items, and you're not paying for it.
Yeah.
Anyways, him or her thought that would be a good idea. So, thank you very much.
That would be fun. What, are you going to say no to a cancer kid? You monster?
Hey, Brad, it's King Cobra. I just calling to tell you the last show was really funny, but I have a new premise. Take
okay.
on it. You should find a mall where you can call back the Santa as a final boss.
Yeah.
And just get people to, like, deliver food and stuff. Like, that should be the only thing.
I should have had a store just walk over there with their phone and say, here, Santa, you have a phone call.
And then call them at the end and, like, that's act what I like they're do. From a store. And then tell them, like, I got a call from you saying you wanted to, like, bring, you wanted me to bring you some shit and, like, make it obscene.
And you wanted to whisper in my ear.
Hilarious. So yeah. That's it. King Cobra.
Next time.
Hey, Barcode, it's Brad.
Hey,
I just wanted
Brad.
To ask you when the next issue of the PLA Zine is coming out. I've got an article about building forts inside of Walmart I want to submit. All right, let me know.
Hey. I'm working on it. You know, if you want to go ahead and submit your article, just go right ahead. The email address is bueno@bright.net. Maybe I can fit that article onto the end.
Hola, Brad. It's Christine.
Hey,
okay,
Christine.
Okay, so I was listening to episode 515. Mm-hmm. And my favorite thing ever is when people start talking shit about you in Spanish. I know you can't understand
oh, yeah.
it, but basically...
That was the Cinnabon, wasn't it?
The Cinnabon lady was like, oh, well, he's saying he's Santa Claus. Okay, well, I'm the Virgin Mary. I don't know. She was hilarious.
That's
all
what
right,
they said.
Later. Oh, no pal, no pal.
Yeah, yeah, whatever with your Paris talk. I was wondering what they were saying. I mean, clearly they were talking about me, but I didn't know what they were saying. You should have turned on Google Translate or something.
Hey, Brad, it's Corbin Guy.
Hey,
okay.
Corbin Guy.
I was listening to one of your hobosodes, and you were doing Pet Weed. W-E-E-D, Pet Weed.
Yep.
But how
I remember
about
that.
This? How about Pet Weave? W-E-A-V-E. Weave, you know, like hair extensions. How about, like, calling around to some Petcos and asking them if they can actually do hair extensions for your dog?
Yeah.
You know, like...
Or hairstylists.
Rasta extensions, you're feeling mighty good about it, Mom.
Call up some
something
salons.
Like that, all right, motherfucker?
Okay.
Fuck you! And fuck you, fucking listeners, for not fucking contributing to the Patreon.
Yeah.
Put
assholes.
In your $1, $2, $3, $5, $10. Oh my god, fucking send Brad some fucking money. Patreon, motherfucker.
That's right.
Pet weeds.
Assholes.
Yeah. Yeah, turn your dog into a fucking mop. And not like those already genetically predisposed.
No,
it's
going to be my Doberman.
Dreadlock fucking.
Yeah. Okay, bye, Corbin Guy, bye. What a great idea. We're going to do that someday.
Bradley Carter.
Hey.
Your Bad Santa episode was a great recovery from the low points that was the Halloween episode.
Oh, thank you.
You had a grown man, like, almost on the floor laughing within the very first call. And when I was listening to it live, just walking around campus, I probably looked like a crazy person just laughing, like, uncontrollably because of how, like, stupidly funny it was. So,
yeah.
Good job. I agree with that other person.
You're probably walking around looking pissed off with the Halloween episode, weren't you?
It should be, Santa themed December because that was so funny.
I'm definitely going to do more of that.
God. It's just, I was floored. Like, I was going back and re-listening to the parts of that stupid fucking voice that you have, the deep Santa voice.
Yeah.
So
kept forgetting
fucking
it.
Funny. Oh my, I'm about to laugh. Just, anyway, it was, yeah, just do that. Don't do that stupid, like, stop with the stupid shit. Yeah, fuck everything else. Just do Santa calls the rest of the year.
Okay.
Anyway, I loved it.
That's gonna happen.
Bad. Cactus, cactus.
I kind of love mall calls in general, and I want to do Santa calls like on a pre-recorded show, so I can just keep trying the same idea over and over until it finally works, and just use the good ones. I need to do that soon because the Santa stuff, it was funny, but it could have been better. I wasn't getting a ton of good reactions that night.
Hey, Brad. I think you should incorporate more of your call-in show aspects and also aspects of the Cactus Chats into the Snowplow show. I think it would break
okay.
up the monotony.
All right.
And you suck. Bye.
And then I'll start doing prank calls in Brad's Cactus Shack and in the call-in show. And maybe I'll stop doing prank calls in the Hobosodes. I think the Hobosodes should just be like Brad's Cactus Shack. And Mr. Dabalina is going to turn into a best-of show for the old phone shows. That's what I'll do. It's going to be great.
Hey.
Going to restructure everything.
Hi. I've been listening to your program for about 10 years now.
Holy crap.
Seriously.
It's a long
it's
time.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell, Satan.
That's right. Satan rules. I'm glad you've stuck around for 10 whole years. That's the last voicemail. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Carol Gertie 666, and Derek J, and Bobo Bob the Hobo Bob, and King Richard, and Tanner Pizza, for being the sponsors. Speaking of King Richard, he is on his way home right now from work as we speak, or as I speak anyway, and he's listening to the pranks from today's show. I already edited that part of the show, and he was complaining that I didn't have a show done today, so I just sent him that part. So he gets to listen to just the pranks with no intro and no voicemails. Lucky him. It must be nice, King Richard, to just have the pranks only. He has a prank call show too, by the way. King Richard does, along with Olga and I Regret Jumping, called Another Prank Call Show. I need to put that in the show notes, don't I? Like, I still have a link here to Henrik's Patreon, and Henrik doesn't even have a Patreon anymore, I don't think. Does he? Yeah, he took it away. This thing is so out of date. I'm talking about all the links that I put on the bottom of all the shows on snowplowshow.com. Like the links to scary-art.com and Laugh Track Matt's Cactus Art and the Corporate Office comic strip, which just released a new one, I think yesterday or maybe the day before. Olga's been re-releasing all of the old PLA comic strip stuff to the general public instead of just for Patreons. It's still on Patreon, but everybody can see it now. So if you want to see a bunch of comic strips that are based on PLA things, you should go to patreon.com/OlgaDrawsDragons. That link's in the show notes at the bottom. And join all the communities on there, too. There's the PLA group on Facebook. That's pretty active. There's a subreddit that is much less active, but maybe you should get on there and start making it more active. And then there's the Discord. Everyone should join the Discord. I know the regulars in Discord love when I promote the Discord, and a bunch of new people show up and start causing trouble. Everyone should join the Discord. Link in the show notes. Don't forget to listen to the call-in show tonight around 9 or 10 Pacific, probably, if we do one. Hopefully I won't have phone line issues tonight, but I probably will. I think I'm going to try and work on that before the show. Put some alternate numbers in there for people to call. See you next time, everyone. Let's end the show with some tub thumping. I get knocked down when I get up again. You're never going to keep me down. I get knocked down when I get up again. You're never going to keep me down. I get knocked down when I get up again. You're never going to keep me down.
Yeah.